Okay.
Started already?
Okay, we're on. Hey, I'm a base at the bottom. The two dots. Ezu cotton. Who is a cotton that is hotter from Ri'iya? Even Midrabonim. Kol she'enu yochol l'chayv al seifay shel ovid. Any child who's not able to go on his father's shoulders from, how do I mean now, from Yerushalayim to Har Habayis, that's what Beis Shammai says. And Beis Hillel says, if you can't hold your father's hand and go from Yerushalayim to Har Habayis. Now the Gemara is going to ask, listen, it seems to be that the child is in Yerushalayim, right? It says from Yerushalayim to Har Habayis. So, yes, exactly. So if you can get to Yerushalayim, surely you can make it up the hill. So Maskif la Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Zeira is a kasha, ad hocha, man I say. Yeah, until this point, who brought him? So surely you can get make the best of the way. So Amalei Abayis, Abaya responds, answers, ad hacha, the mechai ve'ime, until this point, that is Yerushalayim, that his mother is chayv besimcha, in Shlomi Simcha, to be besimcha with a husband, I see say, ime, that his mother brought him. So mikan ve'elot, from here on, from here and further on, meaning get up the hill. Im yochol la'alois la'achoyz v'yadol shel ovid, if he's able to hold his father's hand, we're going to shvitz, hill, shitza, the halacha, mirushalayim, lahar bayis, then he would be chayav, v'ilo, he'd be potter. Okay, next point. Heishiv. Heishiv means to reply.
So then he would be chayav, meaning the father's chayav is taken.
Yes. Okay, good. Heishiv means he responded. But sometimes when you respond to somebody, you ask him a question. So this is a kasha. Heishiv Rebbe. Rebbe asked the kasha, tachas, on behalf of Beis Hillel. Okay, according to Ledivrei Beis Shammai, against Beis Shammai. So it says in Shmuel, Vachana, who was the mother of Shmuel, lo also, she didn't go to Shiloh, which in that time was only a Mishkan, it wasn't a Beis HaMikdash. Ki Omra, because she said, Laisha to her husband, ad yigomel hana'a, until, I want to wait until I wean Shmuel, which is going to be 24 months. Behavi Yosef, and then I will bring him. So asks the Rebbe, Vaha Shmuel, the Yochel Lilka of Al-Kaseifoi, Shel Aviv, Hava, he's able to ride on the shoulder of his father, Hava. So you see over here, why is Shmuel not going to the Mishkan? So it seems over here that even though somebody can ride on his father's shoulder, he's potter from the ear. So we see it's not like Beis Shammai. According to Beis Shammai, yeah, she should have schlepped him up. And the father, at least the father should have schlepped him up. So answers Amalek. So said to him, Avuah, the father of Rebbe, is Rabban Shimon Gamliel. Well, Tanich, and according to you, your reasoning, Tikshulach, it's a question. This posuk, which you brought right from, has got a problem. You can't ask it, right? Why? Chana Gufa, right? Chana herself, mi lo mechayva, the simcha. Isn't Chana's a woman, a woman chayv in Shlomi Simcha? So what's going on? Why didn't she go up? So Ella Chana mafkan kusa yeserta. She saw he was extremely sensitive. Chazia bei b'Shmuel. She saw
who was
Shmuel. Yeah, she saw her son was very sensitive. You can't read it on like Chazia bei in him b'Shmuel. She saw it in him in Shmuel. Yeah. Vachasha, and she was concerned, bay within, with Shmuel, lecholsha for weakness, the orcha of the traveling. So she was basically worried that the journey would damage him, so she didn't want to take him up. So seeing that she's, I suppose, responsible for him, she couldn't go up herself. So basically, can't bring a riot from here over here. The reason she didn't go up because Shmuel was extremely sensitive. So over here, you know, even if someone be older, you know, sort of 4 or 5. If you've got a child who's dependent on you and you're going to stay at home and you know, someone's going to look after him, so she was, everyone was potter. So you can't bring a riot from over here.
How, what was the proof that they knew that Shmuel was sensitive? It's not in
the... He's the father of Rebbe is saying, hey, take a step back. Why didn't Hannah go? If you want to tell me the reason, you know, you want to prove to me that Shmuel's not chayev, right? Because even though he's 24 months, he'd have to go. But Hannah's definitely chayev. That's not part of the debate. So we have to understand that the reason she didn't go, there must be a reason she didn't go. So we explain the reason she didn't go is because, you know, he was sensitive and the male can't bring a proof from here.
Okay.
Next bit. Now, we learned, we learned from not so long ago, according to one opinion, we learned from Regolim, that you only chayiv in Re'ia, if someone who's like got good functioning legs, or could walk without an aid, meaning but a summa, someone who's blind, or a chigeh, someone's lame, is potter from the Re'ia. So Rashi extends over there because he needs somebody to assist him, right? If you need somebody to assist you, an adult would be potter from Re'ia. Okay? If you need assistance, you're potter from Re'ia. So now, by Rebishin has a question. Cotton chigeh. A cotton, right, who is a chigeh, ledivre Beis Shammai, according to Beis Shammai, basically the one-year-old child, who cannot walk, Vesuma, ledivre Shneim, according to an Asuma, going to both opinions, meaning both Beis Hillel and both Beis Shammai, Moho, what will be the halacha? Should he be chayiv in Re'ia? Why is that? Because over here, anywhere he's being aided and assisted to go, he's been schlepped up the hill, right? So this, lame kid or blind kid doesn't make any difference with regards to the mitzvah. He's like every other kid. He's being assisted anyway. So maybe we should say he's chayiv in Re'ia. So ask the Gemara. Hey Chidami, what's the case? So Ilema b'chigeh she'enu yochol hispashet. If we're talking about a lame person, child, basically, who's not going to get better when he gets older, or an assumer, she'enu yochol l'hisposeach, his eyes are not going to open. Okay. Hashta, godol, is potter. Yeah, cotton me by, when he'd be older, he's going to be potter. So why would a cotton be chayv? Like this. What's chinuch? Chinuch is, is the person gets accustomed to doing the mitzvahs, right, when he's older. Yeah, so if when he's older, he's given you a situation that he's not going to be chayv in the mitzvah, so there's no chinuch over here. Right? Later on, when he's 20, he's not going to be able to walk, so he's not going to be chayv in the mitzvah, so there's no point training him. Basically, that's what it says, At the end, it says, hashtag God will potter, when he's going to be a God, he's going to be potter. Cotton and vibe, sure he's going to be potter. So what's the question? So answer the Gemara, lo tzricha, no, we're talking about a case, b'chigeh, sheyochol hispashet, and a lay person who's going to get healed, basically, b'sumah, sheyochol hispaseach, or a sumah whose eyes are going to open when he's older. So basically, when he's going to be older, he is going to be able to do the mitzvah riyah, so he is going to be chayiv. So now, at this stage now, should we do chinuch whilst he, if he'd be older, in this situation, he would be potter, right? So answers...
He would be
meaning, when he's older, he will be chayiv, but right now, if he will be in the same situation as he is now, later, he will be potter. So basically, we're looking at what he's going to be, or are you looking at as now? That's the question, really, right? So, Amar Abaye, Kol hecha the godol mechayev, any place where a godol mechayev midiraisa, cotton nami mechanchin lay, midirabon. So a cotton we also would educate in midirabon. And kol hecha, any place the godol potter midiraisa, right? The back changes the order over here. Cotton nami potter midirabon. A cotton would also be potter midirabon. So basically we're saying we look at him as now. So, seeing as now, if he would be big, he would not be chayev, so he's going to be potter. Okay. Beish Shammai. So now here back to the last part of the Mishnah. Beish Shammai Omrim. The olas re'ia that you bring on the first day of Yom Tov is shtei kesef, is two ma'ah. Okay, v'chulei. And we're gonna speak this out, Tana Rabban. It's gonna be basically a repeat of the Mishnah. Beis Shammai Omrin. Hariya is Shtei Kesef. Okay, and a Chagiga, the Shlomi Chagiga, which is a Shlomi, right, is more Kesef, right, which is less, which is half, basically. So the Ola is more expensive than the Shlomi. Okay? And now Beis Shammai is going to explain. We're waiting, but what is the reason that Beis Shammai, you're going to pay more for the Re'ia than the Shlomim. So explains Beis Shammai, Sheri'ia Oila Kula Lugvoy. Since the Ri'ia is an Oila, it's an all goes up, Kula Lugvoy, to Hashem, right? To the so since it's all burnt up, it's all sanctified to Hashem, so it's more important. So Marsha Ein Kain B'Chagiga. With Chagiga, that is not all. Some of it's brought to Hashem, the fats or whatever, but people eat the meat, so it's not as holy. So that's why we give more precedence, so we want to pay more for the Ri'ia. For Oid, and a further reason, says Beis Shammai, why we're going to pay more. Yeah, Matzinu Be'atzeres, we find in Atzeres, which is Shavuos, right, with regard to the Korbanos, Shiriba Behen, that it made more in it, a cost of, but Oilos, meaning there are more Olos brought on Shavuos, Yoisa, Mibu Shlomim, more than Shlomim. On Shavuos, we only bring two Shlomim. Okay? In fact, on any Chag, right, Korban Sibor, whatever, we all actually, there's only time we ever bring Shlomim in that terrace. For, anyway, so, but we only bring two. Yeah, and there's a lot more, oh, it's all the Musaf, when they Musaf, right? You know, there's a lot more, so we see over here that the Oilers are more important than Shlomim by the fact there's more. More is better. So that's why there's two reasons. So, according to Beis Shammai, the two reasons is one is that the Oila is all that goes to Gevurah, to Hashem. And the second reason is that on Shavuos is that we see that there's we give more Korban Olos than Shlomim on Shavuos.
Is that only on Shavuos? What about the other regalim?
Another regalim, we don't bring Shlomim.
So when we do bring it, we see that
yes.
We bring in more Olos.
So why bring a Riyah
from Shavuos? Well, it's only one though. It's only one where we contrast them. But I hear you say, in all the other ones, yeah, I hear you say, in all the other ones, you don't bring Shlomim. Okay, good, good, okay. Yeah, interesting.
We do bring Shlomim, though. What's the Chagiga?
No, but that's a there's not a Korban Sibor. This is Korban Yochid. This is Korban Yochid. Over this is right. We're gonna get that. Very good. We're going to get into Korban. So over here. Very good. Okay. Now. So now. Base. Okay. I lost my place. Something. A base Hillel. Thank you. A base Hillel. Omrin. They say Hariya is Mar Kesef. So the Oiler is one Mar. And Chagiga is two ma, goes the opposite around. Okay, so now what's the reason? So Chagiga is Yeshna, it is Lifnei before Hadibor. Before the Dibor, I mean the Eseres Hadibros, before the Torah was given. He brought Shlomim before the Torah was given. And they did not bring Olos before the Torah. We're going to speak about that. We did not bring Olos before the Torah was given. Okay? Marsha Ein Kain Bereiah that wasn't brought before the Torah was given. But only the third point, yeah, Metzino, we find the Nesim with God's Nesim with the Chanukas right of the Mishkan. Yeah, Shiriba Behen Akosov that the there was more and the Torah, yeah, Bishlamin there was more Shlamin. Yosef maybe Oilos. I remember that there was a lot. Each Nasi brought three Olos, and he brought 17 Shlomim. So a lot more Shlomim over there. So basically, that's Beis Hillel. They say there's the Chagig is better because it's before, the Shlomim were before Matan Torah, and also we see by the Nesim, there were more Shlomim brought than Olos. Okay, I'm going to stop here.